You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At the beginning of this week, National announced a new policy called Family Boost, looking to provide early child care support to low and middle income families. This week I spoke to National's Dr. Shane Reddy about Family Boost. I started by asking him to fill in our listeners on what the policy entails.
Sure. So Family Boost is a 25% rebate on early childhood education fees for families who are earning less than $180,000. And what this does is rebate to them around about $75 a week for those earning less than $140,000. And primarily it's to do several things. First of all, to help address the cost of living, which we know is just really hurting New Zealand families at the moment. And then secondly, it's also to send a signal of the support and the importance we see behind early childhood education. So it's to achieve both of those goals is what Chris Luxon announced as a Family Boost yesterday.
Some are arguing that the proposed $75 a week is not enough for the cap at $3,900 a year. Do you believe this is true?
No, we already know that it will benefit just under 130,000 people, and all the indications we've had, certainly from the sector as well, is that it will be welcomed. You know, there are some things where it's never enough, and you know, I would say the same in health and indeed in most other portfolios, but the signals we're getting from the sector and from families who would benefit from this is that it will be most welcome.
The way that you are planning to fund this is through cracking down on the use of the Big Four, which are our Big Four consulting agencies, which is set to save us $400 million a year to be repurposed. Is this expected to affect New Zealanders in any way?
No, so what we're saying here is that, and you've heard Chris describe it as the gravy train, that the consultants who have done exceedingly well out of this government, I mean $1.7 billion in the last year, who have done exceedingly well, most of them will no longer be necessary, and that we'll be funding the Family Boost out of what we would have spent with consultants and contractors, and that we no longer will. So we don't believe that we're going to have a need for that level of spending with consultants and contractors. We would rather put it towards Kiwi families who are struggling with the cost of living and generate it through the Family Boost and Early Childhood Education Rebate.
Because I've read up that how you're planning to do that is by monitoring how much we actually are using these consultancies. They seem to be overcharging in a way.
Well, look, there'd be two parts to it. First of all, rather than just looking at what their charges are, it would be one, are they necessary in the first place? So, for example, $51 million on the Auckland Cycle Bridge, was that necessary in the first place? So not how much you were charged and whether you'd get a better price for it, but was it the right thing to be entering into a contract with in the first place anyway? So there's always the, is it necessary? And then the second part, if it is it value for money? And I think you'll apply ourselves to both of those parameters in deciding which consultant and contracting services are necessary and which are not.
What if the price of childcare increases? There seems to be some concerns about increased funding leading to an increase in childcare cost.
So this originates from some of the thinking that if you provided a subsidy to renters, that the landlord then just puts the rent up by the level of the subsidy. And so what some are saying, look, if you provide a subsidy to parents, then all that will happen is early childhood will put up their rates to match the subsidy and everyone stays exactly the same. What Nicola Willis has said is that that is unlikely in the competitive early childhood education market, where we believe a number, if not most, will maintain fees as they are, and that the market will assure that the early childhood centres don't just further put up wages or further put up their costs.
So your party has earlier criticised the Labor Party's Working for Families scheme as well as their education subsidies. I heard the phrase bandied about, band-aid economics. How is this policy different?
So you saw us actually support Working for Families in several budgets and increase the contribution towards that. Where this is different is that this is more structurally directed through education. So we're sending a signal through education that we believe that is a critical component to Kiwis doing well, firstly. We're also sending that signal through the early part of a children's life. It's early childhood education. So we're sending that signal that we think that an early start, an early childhood is really important in the trajectory that children may have. So we're sending a set of different signals, as well as remedying the terrible cost of living crisis that we have. We're sending a set of signals by targeting early childhood education that is not as clear with the more broader Working for Families, for example. Women who might, you know, be solo parents and who are struggling with early childhood education, that we want to support them back into the workforce, that is another signal that we're sending with this sort of targeted support.
I think everyone can agree that every child deserves a best start in life. However, there's some criticism from the Green Party here that says to make childcare affordable, we need a multifaceted approach, including investments in community childcare, pay equity for teachers, and ensuring that all children have access. They've also expressed concern that only early childcare is focused on by the National Party. How would you respond to this?
So I think what we need to do is be focused and not broad. What they're suggesting there is so broad that you would spend forever talking about it instead of actually making an initiative. We have put a flag in the sand and said that we will support hardworking Kiwi families where the cost of living is biting into their disposable income. And we're saying that we'll ease that burden and also send signals with a rebate through for early childhood education. So I think what they're suggesting is a bit fanciful, actually, and a bit broad. We've got straight down to an initiative, costed it, identified exactly who will benefit and how much, and are prepared to roll that out.
Are there any other areas National is aiming to ease and support low and middle income families?
So you've seen the measures to tackle inflation, which of course will benefit low and middle income families as well. But what I would say to you is when we're able to reveal further parts of our Campaign 2023 manifestos, then you'll see the other benefits to struggling low income New Zealanders that other portfolios will bring to this issue.
That was National's Dr. Shane Reddy speaking to me about the recently announced Family Boost policy.
The Wire. Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.